Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for saving lives and changing lives on today. May you continue to bless us and keep us. Keep us in our right mind, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. We had left off in John chapter 7, verse 31, and I am going to reread that. It says, "And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" And we talked a little bit about that yesterday, about, in other words, saying that who will do more miracles than this man that we are seeing right now? So let's look at verse 32. "The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him." Now, so they went to try to arrest Jesus as they were seeing that there were people believing on Christ, and they did not want that. Let's look at verse 33. "Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come." There are scriptures a little bit right after that, and they're saying to themselves, you know, what is he talking about? Where is he going? Is he going to the Gentiles? Is he going someplace to teach the Gentile people? Or where is he going that we cannot follow him? But Jesus was talking about his ascension and that he's going to a place that they cannot come. Why? Because they do not believe. Let's go over to John chapter 9 and let's read a couple of verses from there. Verse 4 and 5. Let's start at verse 3. "Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned." No, actually, you know what? Let's go to verse 4. That's in its context. "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So when he was talking about in John chapter 7, he's saying, it's going to come a time soon that I will no longer be with you, and where I'm going, you cannot go. And in here, John chapter 9, he's saying, "I must work the works while it is still day. Night cometh when no man can work." I want to take you over to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Let's look at that. 2 Thessalonians. And it starts in it's chapter 2, and it's at verse 7. It says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." And that's saying the hidden truth of lawlessness. The hidden truth of lawlessness is already here. "Only he who now letteth," mean restrains, "only he who now restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked," or wicked one, "be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." And so verse 7 is what I wanted to concentrate on. It says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." We are living in a time where the hidden truths of the Antichrist is already here. It is already at work. Lawlessness means things that are against God. They go against who God is, the nature of God, why Jesus came. They go against salvation. They go against belief in God. They go against trust in God. And this hidden truth means the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work today. And it says, "Only he who now letteth," only he who now restrains, the Holy Spirit within us that believe, is holding the spirit of the Antichrist back. It says, "until he be taken out of the way." We are the believers in Christ is holding back the spirit of the Antichrist from having its full bore blown attack on the human life, on humanity as a whole. And the Spirit of God is here urging believers to believe, holding and keeping the ones that believe to keep believing. And that Spirit is still here. But without that Spirit, the Antichrist would just take over. And so when we look at the book of John in chapter 7, he says, only a little while will I be with you. The time is winding up for the Spirit of God to be removed from the earth. And that is called the rapture. Once the church is gone out of the world, the spirit of the Antichrist, the wicked one, Satan, the beast, all of that is going to come into the earth and take over. And it's going to come in a way that looks like something good. But it's not going to be something good. Let's look at verse 9. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. When the enemy comes, after the Spirit of God is removed, he is going to come with signs and power and lying wonders, which it is going to appear that he has the power from God and that it is something good for the earth, but it is going to be pure deception. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And so we are dealing with, the Bible is telling us right there that he's coming with all these lying wonders. He's coming with a strong spirit of deception, and it's going to be permeating through all of the earth, and it is going to overtake them that choose to not believe or receive the love of the truth, the love of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they might be saved. And so now we have people with the Spirit of God doing everything that they can to preach and teach the gospel of truth that people might be saved. So now is the time. Like Jesus said in verse 9, in John chapter 9, in verse 4, I want to read it again. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. There's going to be a night, a spiritual darkness that this world has never seen that is coming. And during this time, the church is going to be gone. There will be people preaching the gospel, but it will be 144,000 men and two witnesses from God to preach unto the entire world. But I urge that anyone that is listening now, if you are not saved and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior to save you from the wrath to come, today is the day of salvation. Do it now. Don't wait till later, because night is coming like we have never seen. And it is going to be such a darkness that men are going to seek to even die. And death is not even going to be possible. We're going to continue our thought on tomorrow. May you be blessed by the reading and hearing of God's word and be saved in Jesus' name. And those that are saved, hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. In Jesus' name, amen.